Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connected on today. This is the place we come every single week to grow together, to really be who God has called us to be as leaders. I'm excited to have you connected, and every week so many of you join us on this platform, and it means a lot. It truly does. I cannot emphasize the importance of you being connected to this podcast space. Thank you so much. A lot of places, a lot of podcasts you can be connected to, but you have chosen to be connected to this one. And I appreciate you. If you're listening for the first time, it's important for you to know who we are. We are a group of leaders who believe that iron sharpens iron. We believe that emphatically. We stand on it. We just know that that is what we are called to do, to encourage others to truly go after their leadership and to really walk in it unapologetically, to know that as a next level leader, you are called to a different standard. So thank you so much for just being a part. I appreciate you for being connected. And I just want to thank you for tuning in on today. We're excited. Of course, I want you to follow me. Make certain you do. You know, it's important to us that we just kind of remain in this community, remain connected. So if you are not following me, do that right now. Joseph Walker 3. That's Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. I'd love to connect with you, love to know more about you, love to just be in community with you. So make certain that you do that. And it would mean a lot to me. Go to my website, josephwalker3.org for content. I've got books out there on leadership, relationship, a variety of different things that I believe can truly be a blessing to your life. Also, I want to encourage you to go to our YouTube page, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. This is a page that can be a blessing to you. My wife and I curate content around marriage, relationships, purpose, destiny, vision, a variety of things, money management, a lot of stuff. Go out there, check it out. And you'll find an episode or two that'll bless you. Make sure you subscribe while you're over there. Like, comment, all those great things. And then finally, I want you to be a part of the most awesome book club on the planet, the Next Level Leader Book Club. Yes, we are excited to have you be a part. We are reading 25 books in 2025 and would love for you to be a part. All you've got to do is text the word book club to 78228 and you can be a part of this most awesome book club. As so many authors come on, from Oprah Winfrey to Ricky Smiley to PJ Morton and others, you don't want to miss it. All right. So we're going to go right into today's discussion, and I'm excited to talk to you about how to be more productive. It's something that a lot of people ask me about, because when you are a gunner and you're trying to continuously excel in life and go forward, you want to be productive. How do you do that? How do you maintain high levels of productivity as a leader? Well, I want to give you these principles, so write them down. Here's the first. It's defining purpose-driven goals. Now, think about that. Purpose-driven goals. Set clear, purpose-driven goals that directly support your vision, that enable you to focus on what truly matters. It's one thing to have goals, but are those goals aligned with your purpose and are fueled by your purpose and your passion? If they're not aligned with your purpose, they'll never be fueled by passion. Does that make sense? So sometimes we don't have energy for a thing because it's not our purpose. Wherever there is purpose, there is passion. That's the energy that supports the very thing that I'm doing. And so when I am going to be more productive, I have to define, what are those things that give me passion? What are those things that get me excited? What are those things so in alignment with the goals that I seek out to accomplish in life? And I want to focus on those things that matter. I don't want to focus on things that don't. Those things that don't matter in this season are not worthy of the energy necessary to sustain them. So it's incredibly important that I push forward on purpose-driven goals. Got it? Keep going toward purpose-driven goals. Here's the second thing that's equally as important. It is prioritizing peak performance hours. I talked about this in a previous podcast. Being productive means I must identify my most productive time of day, and I must tackle those high-focus tasks during those hours. There are moments in our lives when we're at peak performance, and I'm doing these podcasts at peak performance because I want to be sharp. I want to be focused, and it is important for you. You know what your day looks like. You know when you begin to crash. You know when you know you're losing energy or you're becoming distracted by things that you know you have to do next. Find those peak moments and prioritize those very important meetings and those strategizing sessions and those vision moments in those peak moments. And these are the times in which you can perform best. You can accomplish more when you do it at those times. Only you know that. So it's incredibly important. I tell people all the time, just look at the calendar, look at the clock and say, between this time and that time, boy, I can accomplish a lot. Schedule those meetings there and you can be more productive. If I schedule significant meetings with my team at 10 o'clock, I know it's going to be all right. If I schedule those meetings at 3 o'clock, might have a different result because I know when my peak performance times are. You must then define what those are for you. Here's number three. Big one, master time allocation. The whole time management piece. Woo! Man, you have to use time blocking techniques. You got to do it. And you got to dedicate uninterrupted periods of time to critical tasks and guard against distractions. Think about it. The reason why many of us never accomplish everything that's on our plate to accomplish is not so much because we don't have time. It's because we've allowed time gremlins to rob us of the time we could have used to be more productive. Every second, every minute, every hour has a purpose. And when you master that time, when you literally block out that time and dedicate it toward those tasks and you're like, I'm going to be uninterrupted, you'd be amazed how much more productive you can be. Can you imagine what it would look like if you put your phone on vibrate or on airplane mode, locked in 2 or 3 hours and said, I'm not getting up from this space until I finish these tasks? How much more productive you will be? But you know what happens without doing that? Phone rings or you get distracted. Let me see what's on social media. You look up and you scroll for 20 minutes. That 20 minutes could have been used to do something more productive. I mean, you have to guard your time and master your time allocation. One of the principles that I live by is the 8-8-8 principle. 8 hours of sleep, 8 hours of work, 8 hours of personal time and family. When I guard my time like that, I allocate my time. It allows me to know in those 8 hours how to be more effective and how to schedule things and how to have a cutoff time. You've got to know when to cut things off and say, that's enough. No matter if I feel motivated to keep going, I've got to say, that's enough. Move into the next allocation of time so that I don't rob myself of the precious time I need with my family and doing those things that I need to do with self-care. So it's incredibly important now that you master time allocation. Do you struggle with time management? You struggle with that? Set alarms on your clock, man. Have someone to hold you accountable. I mean, I set alarms for everything. I set those start stops. I say, hey, Siri, do this for 8:13 because I want 2 minutes to prepare myself to start at 8:15. I mean, I literally live by that clock and setting those alerts so that I can allocate my time in a way that allows me to be more productive and to utilize this time more efficiently. Number four is about adopting the 2-minute rule. What is a 2-minute rule, Dr. Walker? I'm glad you asked. If something can be done within 2 minutes, do it immediately. Those small actions that can be completed quickly reduce mental clutter. I can respond to that email in 2 minutes, right? I can go find out what time that flight leaves in 2 minutes. You know, I can make that call in 2 minutes. You know, I can respond to that text in 2 minutes. You've got to get those tasks out of the way, man. You'd be amazed how that would clear up your schedule. Because oftentimes when you really break it down, there's so much on our calendar, so many demands that can be accomplished in that 2-minute time frame that we just continue to table and table. And it looks like a mammoth amount of stuff, like a mountain of stuff we have to do. And in fact, it's just a series of 2-minute conversations here or there, answering a question, calling a person back, giving them what they need, That's how you do it. Adopt that 2-minute rule. I live by it. I'm going to check this email. I'm going to do these emails right quick, 2 minutes. I'm going to call this person back, get right to the point. Hey, I saw you. I missed your call. What can I help you with? I'm going to do this and that. I'm going to make certain that I don't leave things on the table. Neither do I want you to leave things on the table, right? All right. So let's focus on number 5. Delegate to develop. If you're going to be more productive, you have to delegate tasks to empower your team. You have to free your time up and create growth opportunities for others. This is one of the key principles for leadership, delegation. Delegation will keep you alive. It will empower your team. It will create better morale on your team. You will be more productive when you delegate. Someone was meeting with me just the other day and says, man, with everything you have going on, how do you get all those things done? I say, I get them done through delegation. I have a great team of people that I'm so proud of, and they help make all of these things happen. While I sit here to somebody stewarding another part of the vision there, and another person on the other side of town stewarding another part of the vision there. So I don't have to always be present or always be in touch with them 24 hours a day. I trust the people that I delegate to. Leadership is about delegation. You have to be willing and able to dedicate tasks to others. Delegate, delegate, delegate. It will yield you the best returns ever when you understand how to release things. When you hold on to things yourself, man, it will wear you down and you won't be as efficient as you thought you needed to be. So it's incredibly important. Let's delegate and let's develop. Number 6 is about limit task switching. All right, let's focus on single tasks rather than multitasking to improve efficiency and reducing errors. Now, multitasking has its place, but sometimes what we have to do is stop switching up things. I'm starting on this, now I'm going to do this. You got to stay with this one thing and do it well. You got to teach your team how to do that. I need you to focus on this one thing. You focus on that one thing. Give people clear assignments and don't have people all over the place switching up and moving to this and that. Like if everyone is efficient and does what they're supposed to do in their lane, everything on the team will get better. I'm telling you, that's limiting task switching. So let's review what we talked about today, man. This is great. I love this one. And we're talking about how to be more productive, but I know that's what you desire to do. Number 1, we want to have purpose-driven goals. Let's define what they are. What are we doing here? Why are we doing it? What's the purpose of our doing it? Who is it going to impact? Purpose-driven. Where's the passion behind the thing that motivates me to get this thing done? Purpose-driven. Let's prioritize peak performance. Let's make certain that we do all those things we need to do at times in which we are on at the height of our performance, our height of our energy level, not on the decline when we're tired and distracted, but truly at that peak performance level. Here's the next thing. Make sure you are making time to master time allocation. This is about guarding your schedule. It's about blocking out those time slots where you can drop in work you need to do there and rest over here. It's about boundaries, guys. Number 4 is about that 2-minute rule. What can I get done within 2 minutes? What can I get done so that those things don't pile up, stack up, and then I find myself cluttered? I find myself unable to go forward because it just looks like a mountain of stuff I need to get to that I just cannot get to. I move those tasks out of the way so I can be more productive. I deal with it. I move on. Here's the next. Delegate to develop. Delegation, delegation keeps leaders alive. Trusting people that you've raised up to accomplish a task in your absence is true delegation. It means that I trust this person's professionalism. I trust this person's spirit to protect everything that we have all worked for and to do the things that they know will be consistent with the values of the organization. So delegate, man. Use that team. They're waiting on you. Some people are just waiting for opportunity. Use it as a catalyst to develop them so they can become even greater leaders. The more you delegate, the more, watch this, the more you'll delegate because you'll begin to see how amazing that process works. Limiting your task switching. Give people an assignment. You stand an assignment and don't just go from this to that to this to that. Do this one thing well and do it very well. And ultimately, that's how things begin to grow. The final thing is optimize for progress, not perfection, but aim for steady progress over perfection. Small gains add up, guys, and it enhances productivity without unnecessary delays. Come to a point in your life where you say, you know what we're going to do here? We are literally going to optimize for progress. We're going to let these small gains, steady progress over time, a little bit here, a little bit there, the consistency that comes with that. People ask me all the time, like, why am I so consistent? Because I understand what it means to optimize for progress, to constantly be driving a point in the right direction, moving in a way that we can actually accomplish what we need to accomplish. That's what it means to optimize for progress. I hope this has blessed you. Ooh, I hope it has. And I'm so grateful and thankful for you. And I want you to know how much I appreciate you. Please make certain you let me know if this podcast has been a blessing to you. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear your comments, your thoughts. I'd love to hear even topics you'd like me to address. These moments we spend together are not by accident. They are intentional, and I appreciate you. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. Send me messages. Let me know how this is blessing you. Make certain that you continuously go over and to our YouTube space, our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth, and be a part of the Next Level Leader Book Club. It would mean a lot to us. I want to appreciate you so much. Thank y'all for listening in today. I hope something was said that blessed you. We're just trying to get this content in your life. Strategies while you're on your way to work or maybe while you're walking in neighborhood, whatever you're doing, it's just a word that can bless you so you can be more productive as a next level leader. Thank you so much. You be blessed. I'm Dr. Joseph Walker. Until next time, peace. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.